long overdue Patreon exclusive. So if you're one of those people or you want to be, go over there. You'll hear this full episode. It's about 45 minutes long. If not, you're going to hear a truncated version. We answer questions like, can anybody go D1 if you get your hands on them early enough as an athlete? How boomer is KF? And are we going to ever see Drake in the octagon, or is he just all talk? Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Washed Walk-Ons fans. Episode 294 of the What Are We Going to Talk About podcast. Sucks that we don't have a guest. We are hilariously unimportant. So it's kind of how it works around here. Sometimes you get them, sometimes you don't. And it's the off season. There's no more football for 6 months. My soul is dead. And Kluver, take it from here.
Yeah, we're gonna. We're deep in the off season right now. Kevin, welcome in from the phone. Long day of work.
Oh yeah, man, still going.
Are you in the shitter right now?
No. I'm in the office working on the computer. You're getting the multitasking, Kevin, today.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can appreciate multitasking, Kevin.
Is multitasking, Kevin, better than turn signal, Kevin?
I guess we'll find out, won't we?
I guess we will. This is going to be probably going to turn this into a Patreon exclusive with the full episode because that is part of the perks. A quarter, a third of it will go into will go out to the masses, but I'll do a little cut in myself after this in post production. Something that Drake and Kevin don't believe in and
doesn't exist.
And I'll set you right. We're going to do some questions. I reached out to the Discord. I reached out to the Twitter. And I think we got a couple good ones. First of all, this one was funny. And I guess it's not even going to be relevant. But there's a screenshot. And Kevin can't see this, so it doesn't matter. It's a screenshot of us in the Michigan game in 2016. And the question is Kevin, not Keith, but Kevin, the hero for letting the ref know that Dez was face masked against Michigan in 2016 on the return. It's a screenshot.
I remember that.
Yeah, you're looking the ref dead in the eyes, giving the old face mask call, like, "Hey, motherfucker."
And guess what happened? No less than a second later,
face mask.
Did Kevin save the day on that?
He pulled that flag out of his pocket and he's like, "You know what, Kevin? You're right. That was a face mask."
I'll tell you what, Cam Daddy, I can't tell you that you weren't the hero there.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Kevin?
You know what? Makes me feel better about my guy as well, and that the face mask in Desmond. I actually don't remember if it was my guy or not, but I obviously wasn't blocking, since that's why I could give the old
might got
signal to the ref.
Might have got beat on that play, huh? There's a chance.
So if I remember it correctly, I was good off the ball and I think maybe lost my guy like 20, 30 yards down the field. And I don't remember if it was my guy that actually got to Dez and face masked him or not, or if he was like the second guy through that tackled him. I'd have to go back and watch. But that was the way I remember it. I was like, hey, 15 extra yards, man.
Dude,
I got embarrassed way worse in that game, Kev. Don't worry.
It was crucial. It was crucial.
Oh, no, you should have seen. There's another play in that game where I was getting double teamed on punt, and I made it a solid 6 yards off the line of scrimmage.
They DP'd you, huh?
I remember going through the training table the next day, and Wallace is right behind me. He's like, oh, man, how about some of them punt plays? I'm like, dude, I got absolutely assaulted on one. He's like, yeah.
Dude, yes, I was.
Throw people in jail for doing that stuff on the street.
I was there in line with you. That's incredible. Oh, shit. This is Wally boy. Kev, that's a hard job, man. I'm glad I never had punt return duties. You're going backwards, kind of, you know, you're trying to track your guy, and these offensive guys, I would know because I. On the other, you know, flip it around and I'm the snapper trying to run one of those lanes. They get to crisscross and they know where the ball's at and they see the returner. they can cross you off with somebody else and kind of pick. It's punt return is not a job that I would want at all.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. I'm trying to think if punt return was harder or playing center on kickoff return, but those two are were the toughest things I was asked to do.
You know what job they gave me on punt return?
The you had to block the first of all.
Go run into the wedge guy.
Yeah, break the wall. Not
yeah, that one hurt, dude. I can't tell you how much that one hurt.
Yeah, you had on the sheet. It was anti-Trump. It was break the wall. It was not build the wall. You're just disrespectfully, but also respectfully eating peanut butter cups on this podcast right now, and I'm jealous. Unbelievable. I will say,
bitch, king size.
I will say this, dude. I'm eating the maple soaked pancakes pint tonight. So yeah, can't wait. Kevin, in this picture that I'm referencing for question one here, there are six people in the photo. Six. There's more people in the background from the fans, but there's six players. And I'm thinking you're the only one that's not in the NFL. It's Desmond laying on the ground, also looking up at the ref. Amani is a little bit forward in the picture. I don't know if you guys remember these guys, Pearson, McCray, and then another guy that looks like he could probably be in the league. And then Kevin Ward right there, number 26.
Hey, you know, someone's got a, you know, law of averages, right? Eventually you will get a group of people. Eventually you'll get, you revert to the mean. A lot of talent in there, and you know, I'm just bringing the curve back to the normal.
You're like that guy that quit Drake and I and Mander's chemistry class our first semester of the summer after freshman year. There was eight people in the class, man. Oh shit. Kev, you know, with your knee, no PCL. Was there ever a time where it gave out on the field in a game?
No. By the time I was actually getting on the field, it was pretty much back to 100%.
Okay. You had her nice and ready to go, at least warm. We'll shift over to question. Yeah. We'll go to question two here from the Discord. We talk a lot about competing for spots, making the push in the offseason, heading into spring ball, trying to win a job. Curious about the flip side, either from your experience or through stories of teammates. How is the locker room / training / mental game for a guy coming off of injury or who is in the process of being eventually beaten out? I'm sure in a lot of ways the writing is on the wall, but where do guys turn when they hit those dark periods to try to dig back out? It's a good question.
Percocet.
Okay. All right. So could be
an answer.
That's an answer. Probably
not a good answer.
Wouldn't call it a common answer.
Or a recommended just answer.
I'm just expressing the experiences of one particular individual.
I guess for us three, I don't know, Kevin. Kevin, what was your? I don't think you ever had realistic, and don't let me put words in your mouth, but this is just me assuming. Did you ever have realistic ideas and plans that you were gonna start at safety or start at linebacker?
Yes, you cocksucking motherfucker. What the hell does that mean?
I mean, like, you talked all the time about how you're behind Drake's laughing his ass off. You talk all the time about how when you went behind Ben, like you knew you weren't gonna play. So I was curious where your mind was at. I've offended
all right,
Kevin.
One sec.
I've offended Kevin.
Yeah, I wanted to start and I was doing everything I could to do so. What was the question again?
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I never question your effort or you trying to get on the field. I just, with Ben Neiman in front of you, I was asking if you ever thought, what was that like? I'm going to shut up. I'm just going to shut my mouth. I sound like a fucking asshole now because Kevin got mad. So, I don't know.
What was it like playing behind Ben?
He said, what's the mental game for a guy who is in the process of trying to win a job but eventually gets beat out? I'm sure in a lot of ways the writing is eventually on the wall, but where do guys turn when they hit those dark periods to dig back out?
I mean, even if you're not a starter, dude, there's always ways to increase your value and contribute to the team. So, I mean, look at me. Like, I just tried to be the best special teams guy I could, and every now and then – Ben would have to get taken out of the game because he was huffing and puffing and running a little slow. And we'll also be like, you look like you got a goddamn governor on your back. You know, the governor is the thing that keeps a car from going switch. So fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I get tossed in there. I mean, dude, if you're there to compete and win, there's always more you can do than just be the starter. You know, there's so many ways to contribute.
And yeah, and that's why I came to you with it, mostly because of the back end of that question. How do you dig back out? Well, Kevin fucking dug out to the top of the mountain. He dug out and then traversed the whole thing up to the top. I suppose, you know, the easy answer there is like special teams is a great spot, right? Like Kevin wholeheartedly embraced that four phase special teams guy through our last game in uniform. Other guys don't. Other guys, nowadays you got the transfer portal. A lot of guys say, well, I'm going to jump in this thing and see where it takes me. And for a lot of guys, it's not going to work out. For a lot of guys, there are guys who are not the three of us who don't have our story. And I guess we've interviewed a few of them, but they end up never starting and they kind of just ride it out. They love being a part of the team. They accept the writing on the wall and like Kevin said, contribute as much as they can. I don't know. Drake, do you have any thoughts on that?
No, man. I just really hope everybody enjoyed Kluber's bomb right there. That was truly impressive.
Kevin made me feel bad because I in no way wanted to question Kevin's effort. I'm just going to shut up.
And he did. Yeah. Just shut up and move on.
Curious about the turf versus grass issues. Why does turf seem to cause more injuries? George was tweeting about
turf doesn't give. Like grass, you see people's cleats slip through the grass, and that's so that all that impact doesn't go through their joints. These guys are moving so fast and decelerating so hard that when their foot just sticks in the turf and goes nowhere, all that force has to go somewhere, and it's too much force for their ACLs.
Yeah. Did you see you don't because you don't have Twitter. George and a bunch of the NFL players were it was a lot of 49ers. And I think George does have a sponsor that's like a grass sponsor. So I mean there's a little bit of there's some bias. Marketing. Yeah, there's marketing and bias in there too. But I mean that's legit. Those guys, I mean, we've talked a lot about how the NFL features athletes who are sort of so fast and strong that the joints genetically haven't caught up. Like we just aren't there to have knees and hips and ankles and Achilles and fucking whatever else you want to throw in there that are able to at a high rate or a higher rate than currently withstand the force that's being put on them. And so that's why you see so many injuries. Like Drake said, and I'll reference two specific games, the Rose Bowl, right? A lot of slipping around there. And maybe a good thing because there's a potential that I wouldn't have an ACL trying to catch McCaffrey, you know. I don't think I exert that much force, but trying to run all over the place and cut and find him was not fun. Slipped all over the place.
Is it even possible to tear your ACL when your legs are so short?
That could be a thing. I'll tell you this. I used to hate, and this was like sort of when I stopped growing. It was like little man syndrome. I had it for a while. I was like, fuck, man. I had this planned in fourth and fifth and sixth grade. I was going to be 6'1 or 6'2. And I was mad about being 5'10 when I stopped growing after freshman year of high school. And then eventually I accepted it. And I really like in a lot of ways kind of enjoy being the size I am. And having intact ACLs, which probably isn't, you know, the size isn't a huge factor. That's probably a small benefit. I don't think that they will ever, I don't know. Could you see teams going back to grass fields, like tearing up their turf?
How could dome teams do it?
That's true. And if it's in a dome, there's no choice. So I don't know. I don't know if there's a turf.
You ever heard of a greenhouse before? You can grow plants inside. Now, will they do it? I don't think it's very likely.
I don't know if you're going to play football in a greenhouse.
Especially
Kevin,
in the
you
more
just
northern
shit
parts
on
of the country.
Dude.
Kevin's smarter than us, man.
But yeah, especially in the more northern parts of the world. But I don't know. Personally, I enjoyed playing on a good grass field better than anything else, but there's not a whole lot of good grass fields north of the Mason-Dixon.
Leave it to Kevin to bring in that reference.
Hey, so let me ask a stupid question. Am I north or south of the Mason-Dixon right now, Kev?
I think you're south.
You are south.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let me
so we got some good grass.
Mason-Dixon. This is when like the people who listen who have a background in like geography. And so Mason Dixon line says on here, the compromise of 1850. Oh, this is good. Yeah, Drake, you would be south of that line. It doesn't really extend over, but the Mason-Dixon line is basically between Pennsylvania and Maryland. If you were to extend it out, Tennessee is. Iowa's above Tennessee. It splits Missouri. Since he's been around forever, how much of a boomer is KF? Does he adjust with the times well, or does he still barely know what MySpace is, like he says in press conference? That's a good question. As I mentioned before, thank you guys so much for listening to 294 for this short little bit. If you want the full episode, and it's not a very often occurrence, but every 1 in 20 episodes, we give one just to the Patreon, part of their perks, patreon.com/washedupwalkons. Otherwise, we'll be back on Monday, back to our normal programming. So thanks for joining the show. We'll talk to you then. Let's take a quick second here to recognize that our show is sponsored by AdCraft. You guys are potentially wearing one of their pieces of merchandise right now, one of the beautiful t-shirts or hats or sweatshirts that we've printed with them. The designs are clean. The merch is quality. Their customer service is off the chain. The amount of stuff I've thrown at my guy, Colin over at AdCraft, has been a lot. It's always jumbled ideas and thoughts, and he finds a way, him and his team find a way to spit out ideas for the walk-on army that turn into reality, and they are 50% of our merchandise operation. They are everything that we need to provide quality merchandise to you guys, spit out the HBAM stuff, all the other designs. Their art team is amazing. Their customer service is amazing. The buying process, from the clean looking web stores to their shipping, processing, delivering to you guys all over the country, not just Iowa. It's amazing. Streamline the way you offer your custom merch by utilizing their risk-free web store service. You don't have to worry about collecting orders or setting up a pickup time to distribute your orders. AdCraft ships directly to customers, which allows you to reach a larger audience. All you have to do is promote your store and collect the profit check. AdCraft is a trusted source for custom merchandise for many, including us, Grandview University Football, Nestle Purina, ADM, and much more. Visit www.adcraftwebstores.com to bring your custom merch to life. That's www.adcraftwebstores.com.